This is a story about numbers, but those can be kind of hard to follow through radio. Really, it's what these numbers represent. There are nearly 24,000 video gaming machines in Illinois, and the amount played over the last few years is in the billions of dollars, with a B. Some of the money goes back to the players who win. The rest is split among machine operators, business owners, the state, and the community where the machines are located. Michael Galetka is president of the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association. He says he's been satisfied with how the process has been regulated.
I think that was the strength of the Illinois model, is that it wasn't everywhere you can sell lottery. It's in bars and restaurants.
And he says that's helped businesses facing closure by offering a reliable revenue stream.
It's helped to improve local communities. Instead of all of the money going to a handful of boats in larger communities, this is driving money into local economies.
But there are two sides to every coin, and there are several ways to look at the impact of video gaming, both on paper and in socioeconomic terms. Galetka says there's been no noticeable change in crime as a result of video gaming. But not everyone agrees. Anita Bedell is with the Illinois Church Action on Alcohol and Addiction Problems.
There have been embezzlements, there's been bankruptcy, divorce, and crime, all the results of video gambling, and that will just continue to grow.
Bedell's group tallies the top 10 communities by dollars lost by players. Since 2012, they include Springfield, Rockford, Decatur, Bloomington, Champaign, and Peoria. Bedell says her group will continue to educate communities which want to add or expand video gaming. Consider another perspective. Rockford City Administrator Jim Ryan says the city uses that money from video gaming for its fleet of vehicles.
We were having to, talk to other municipalities and buy used equipment for ambulances and fire trucks.
Not anymore. He says video gaming has been a steady revenue stream, bringing in $1.2 million in 2014 and another $1.3 million last year. At a time when the state is struggling to put together a budget, he says reliable revenue can be hard to find. Ryan says he expects video gaming revenue will continue to increase, but adds that the city has tried to be mindful of how many new licenses are approved.
We look at areas in terms of poverty and things like that, but if they're not going to play in Rockford, they're going to find a place to play.
That's where Robert Olson sees room for action. He's with the Outreach Foundation for Problem and Compulsive Gamblers.
The Outreach Foundation doesn't take a stand for or against gambling. It's here to stay. Now, let's help the people who have a problem with it.
Olson says the state's casinos have self-exclusion programs in which players who struggle with gambling can register to be banned from those casinos. He says there isn't a similar program in place for the video gaming terminals.
It has to be addressed by our legislators to allow people who admit that they got a gambling problem, that they're not allowed in these parlors to continue their addiction and destroying their lives over it.
Galetka says the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association will continue to support business owners and operators, and he encourages those who like video gaming to make their feelings known.
We're always open to a call or a call to your local legislators so that they realize that you're enjoying the new option that you have that you never had before.
A spokesperson for the State Gaming Board says there have been indications that the growth in video gaming could eventually level off, but says the numbers could reach unseen heights if Chicago ever chooses to opt in. I'm Jenna Dooley.